Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with us. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Deaney is with us, folks. John's a good friend of ours, more than 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Managed Performance Network out of the great city of San Antonio, Texas, and the top group of TAB boards, alternative board, which is a group he'll tell us about later on, in the country. How about that? In the whole organization. And he's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy New Year.
Great Happy to be New back. Year to you. It's good to have you back, as always. John, one of the things you do with your TAB board organizations, the different groups, these are basically groups of CEOs, small business CEOs, who get together in a roundtable discussion once a month and spend time talking about their challenges and opportunities, sharing ideas and helping each other out, right?
Right.
And so what have you been learning from your guys? This is one of the great reasons, you know, besides your charm and wit and physical attraction that we have for you, John.
And
the gourmet stuff, yeah, all that stuff too. Besides all that, we really enjoy hearing the stories of your members. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what we're seeing now, of course, as you've mentioned in your newsletter, financing is still tight.
Yep.
Small business hasn't been paid a whole lot of attention to date by the current administration. The money's been going to large corporations.
Lip service.
Yeah, I'd agree. And, you know, standards are getting tougher for loans. The spreads that banks are charging in order to cover that FDIC insurance is getting larger, especially in your small community banks. And we're very proud of the fact that we got, here in San Antonio, we got all of our members through 2009 without losing any to financial disaster.
Congratulations.
Well, we are proud of that. And the boards pounded on each other to make moves they had to move and had to make. And, of course, a lot of them weren't all that much fun.
Right. A lot of ugly decisions had to be made. But in fairness, John, not to minimize your excellent management skills, San Antonio is one of the bright spots in the country.
We are. Although, you know, many of our members do business outside of San Antonio.
Yeah.
You know, our manufacturers and people that are suppliers and distributors. And, you know, this is one of the few times that they've been envious of the people that only had one local market.
Right.
Because the local market's been good, but the national market's
mm-hmm.
been terrible. But even though, you know, a lot of them that came through cut just enough to stay alive. You know how tough it is for a small business owner to cut staff that you've trained.
They're like family.
Absolutely.
And they know stuff that you don't want to lose.
Yeah, your corporate database.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So now we're going to see some upticks. I mean, I think there's a little doubt that 2010 is going to be better in many areas than 2009. And, you know, you remember Woodstock, I'm sure.
Of course.
Remember, you know, there's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
That's right.
Well, even places like Haiti are a bright spot for someone.
Huh.
I mean, out there somewhere, there's a generator manufacturer or a water purification plant guy who's
maker.
On the edge of going down, and now he can't build fast enough.
Right, tents and stuff like that.
Right, tension is another good one.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, if you've been running real close to the edge and you've depleted your working capital, how do you take hold of an opportunity? I just got a call yesterday from somebody that's looking for financing. His bank doesn't want to finance him. He's a manufacturer. He's down to about 30% of his former volume, and he just got a couple of huge orders. And he needs materials.
He ought to be able to take those contracts to the bank, to any bank.
Well, he's down pretty far.
Yeah.
And he took it to one finance company that quoted him prime plus 14.
Wow. That's usury.
Yeah. The when I was in New Jersey, we had guys that would lend at that rate.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You really didn't want to deal with them.
Right, no. They're the kneecap guys. But, he needs to go find an independent community bank.
Yeah, and he's talking to them, but they can't handle the size. In this case, it's about $1.5 million.
Then he needs to go find a bigger independent community bank.
Yeah, we're searching for him right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the question is, you know, if you look at your company, where are you going to come up with the resources to take advantage of an opportunity if it comes along?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't be afraid to go ask. And you may have to ask a lot.
Isn't that a high class problem though, to have the business and to be looking for the capital fund? I mean, that's what we bought. That's what we're all looking for right now, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you wait, you're going to have a time constraint.
Right.
I mean, these people want delivery dates. These people
right.
are like, okay, I'll order.
Yeah.
When can you ship?
And they want they want specific performance. You know, in the previous hour, we talked about this just a little bit, and I said, one of the specific ways to get yourself back on track and to be ready for 2010 is go visit with your banker right now, today, even if you don't have anything to ask him or her for.
Absolutely.
Just tell them that I see things ticking up a little bit. I want to be ready. I want to move out of the survival mode that you know I've been in, and I want to know that you're going to be there with me. What do you think about that, John?
I think it's absolutely necessary. You don't want to be doing that when a customer is asking you for a delivery
right.
date.
Don't go courting your banker when you need the money today.
Right.
The courting has to happen before that, so that when you call them back the second time, they're ready to do business.
And be aware of who you're talking to. A lot of small business owners make the mistake of talking to a loan officer, and the loan officer's job is to get deals in front of the committee.
Right.
And most loan officers I know, although they're good guys and you need them, will tell almost anyone, yes, we'd like to take a look at that deal. And it's a month later when he says, gee, I'm so sorry the committee said no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a fellow that works, he's a loan officer for one of the large, very large national banks. And he said, our marching orders are clear. Get everyone to submit their deals. Regardless of what we think about it, tell them it's worth submitting.
Mm-hmm.
And that can cost you some valuable time.
Right, absolutely. Hold on to that thought. John Dini is our guest. We'll talk some more about some of the things you can do to make sure that you're ready to take advantage of whatever opportunities presents itself that you can find in 2010. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog, too, while you're there. All the other things that you can find there. Nothing else. You're not going to find anything else like our website, folks, in the world, because nobody else does what we do. We're always looking out for you every day of the week, of the year, and to help you with your small business, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. John Dini is our guest. He's the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring. He's got the leading tab boards organization on the planet there in San Antonio. He's the president of Management Performance Network. John, tell us how we can find you online.
I'm available at tab. SanAntonio.com.
T-A-B, SanAntonio.com, all right.
And there you'll find a whole bunch of stuff that we put up there for our members, but it's available to anyone.
We appreciate that. So, folks, you can actually kind of sit in. You can sit in and kind of listen in to what happens in these board meetings by checking out John's website. And maybe even it'll motivate you to find your own local tab boards, which they can, right? They can find out where they are by going to tabboards.com?
Sure. Well, you can link through our site or go to thealternativeboard.com.
Thealternativeboard.com. All right.
And so, if you want to follow stuff I say besides on the Small Business Advocate, My blog is at awakeat2oclock.com.
awakeat2oclock.com. That's what a lot of us do our blogging. And a lot of small business owners wake up at 2 o'clock and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Okay, so John, what are some other things that we need to be thinking about for 2010?
Well, you know, continuing on the theme of being ready for an opportunity, because our employees are so important and they're like family, and because we've stretched, so many of us have stretched our cash, when it starts getting a little better, the temptation is to put everything back right away. You know, I've got a lot of folks that went to short work weeks to preserve jobs. You know, and as soon as they have a good month, they announce, okay, everybody's back on full work week. Well, maybe there isn't enough work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really can't put these people to work, just paying them is really damaging their future or endangering their future.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do need to go to overtime, if you do suddenly have a rush and you've spent that money just being a good guy and padding out the salary so that everyone's happy, you're going to have difficulty jumping on that. So I'm counseling our people to still be conservative. If you have the opportunity to hoard some cash, of course, back in the middle of 07, or 08 rather, we were telling them, you know, to hoard cash immediately.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of them have run through the majority of
right.
it. And it's a good time to hoard cash again. If you have some profitability coming back, put it aside. Not for another downturn, although I have no idea if it's going to be a W or an upside down square root or a figure eight, you know, don't ask.
Parallelogram, yeah.
Yeah, parallelogram, I like that one too. But so that you are poised, so that you are ready, so that when the big order comes in, you're concentrating on taking care of the customer and the order, not concentrating on how the heck you're going to do it.
Right. And also, you know, another thing I think would be a good idea is do a little resume on your company and remind yourself of all the things that makes your company strong, that makes your company viable and competitive. I mean, sometimes when we go through tough times like this, we take it on the chin so much, and in the solar plexus so much, John, that we start thinking, you know, we're not worth anything. You sort of get negative, some of that toxic talk about yourself. And sometimes you need to take a look back as if somebody else were looking at your company, and take a little bit of a new look at it as it currently stands. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. You and I had talked about that last time. The psychology of a business owner who, you know, things aren't going right and you feel it's all your fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen. There are downturns and there are upturns. But, you know, our motto here in San Antonio for our members in 2009 was, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the other guy that
doesn't
get outrun the bear. You know, that's a survival strategy. In 2010, we are talking to them a lot more about planning. You know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be, you know, I hate credenza wear. I'm not talking about a 3-inch binder sitting on the back of your desk collecting dust.
Right.
But sitting down with your people and thinking about the 2 or 3 major things you'd like to accomplish this year, and setting those goals out, and then coming up with some strategies to start working on them.
Even baby steps, right?
Right. If you do those 3 things by the end of 2010, you'll have a better company. You'll be stronger. You'll mm-hmm. be more profitable.
Well, this sounds like what I've been saying for the last 6-8 months. Continue to operate for survival, but plan for success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The biggest problem, you know, you see so many people, you know, coming out of recessions. Here in Texas, we have tons of employers who started their business in the big oil downturn in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And that's because they had no fear, and they came out fast, and
mm-hmm.
other people held back and held back and held back because they were afraid to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, John, give us that website again, please.
You can find me at Tab San Antonio, There's a link to my blog there, too. And nationally, we're at thealternativeboard.com.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Dini, ladies and gentlemen. D-I-N-I is how you spell his name if you're Googling him. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.